taken for the Western Sydney Women's Oral History Project, From Farms to Freeways, Women's Memories of Western Sydney. This interview is with Mrs. Joyce Moon of Westmead, and the date is the 13th of December 1991.
Joyce Moon, 23 Broxbourne Street, Westmead. Date of birth, 15th, the 3rd, 1921. Place of birth, now you're asking me. What was the name? I can't think of the name.
Oh, the suburb.
Just a minute. Oh, isn't it awful? I'll come back to that, I think. what's that other one? Maris,
is that? You married?
Yes.
Nationality?
Yeah, Church of England, I suppose you'd put, or Australian.
Australian.
Mm-hmm. And number of children too.
Good. Okay. And you were born in Sydney, were you?
No, Bill Bangra.
Oh, where's that?
Oh, it's up Leeton Way.
Oh, right. So you're a country girl.
Yeah.
Okay, so just a few background questions. What kind of work did your father do?
My father, Dad, was an engineer, and then he was in an engineer before he came out to Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And then he worked on Burrungut Duck Dam.
Mm-hmm.
And then he bought a poultry farm at Schofields.
Oh, right. And he came out from England,
yeah.
Did he? Right. And so how long did you live in the Blacktown area?
Well, we lived at Schofields. I was about two when I went to Schofields, and then I was married from Schofields.
Mm-hmm.
And then we moved to Riverston. We lived there for 4 years, and then we moved to Blacktown.
Right, so you've lived in that
area
for a long time. And and when you moved here to Westmead, when was that?
Well, Helen was four then, and she's 36 now. So it'd be... been down here, 32 years
ago.
Mm.
So that would have been in the 60s.
Mm.
Right. Okay, so when you first lived in Schofields, you were 2 years old.
Yeah.
What was the house like that you lived in there with your parents?
No, it was only an old place when we first went there, and then Dad bought built a weatherboard place.
Right.
I had four bedrooms and a lounge room, dining room. The kitchen, the bathroom, and back and veranda around the back, and one across the front.
That was a nice big house.
Mm. Yes, it was.
It was weatherboard, wasn't
yeah.
it? Yeah. And did you have an inside bathroom and toilet?
Or? We had the inside bathroom, but not a toilet.
That was down the back. And did you have a lot of land around the house?
Yes, it was off of all. Quite a bit, not as much as what a lot of them had, but it was enough for a poultry farm, and we had an orchard.
Did you?
Mm. Mm-hmm.
What sort of fruit?
Oranges.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I suppose your mother made jams,
Mum was a good old cook. She made all the orange jams and fruit cakes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that we had plenty to eat because there was always our own cow and we had our own chooks.
Did you? You had your own cow too?
Mm.
Mm-hmm. And what about other things like vegetables and...
Yeah, Dad grew vegetables.
Too.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't have had to shop
when the Depression was on, well, we were very lucky for that reason that we could pick our own fruit and grow our own vegetables and have their own chooks.
Mm.
So we were lucky in our own cow and that. So, I mean, we were lucky, a lot better off than a lot of other people around us.
Mm-hmm. And what about shopping? Did your mother go to the local shops for anything else she needed?
Not that she'd need much. We used to kill our own chooks, but I mean, for chops and steak and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the baker used to call.
Mm-hmm.
And the iceman, of course.
Right. That was before you got the fridge.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, if the fruit was out of season and that, we didn't have oranges and that, Mum went and did the shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Dad always had a truck, old T model Ford, and he used to go and drive that.
And was there any transport, any bus services?
No.
Or anything? So if you didn't have a car, you
no,
walked, did
walked
you?
Everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Did you ride a bike too?
Yeah, we all had bikes. Yeah, no.
Did you have any brothers and sisters? Did I ask you that?
No.
No.
Did you I had two sisters, one older, mm-hmm. one younger. My brother was the eldest, but he was killed in the war.
Mm-hmm. So while you were growing up, there were the four of you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And did you walk to school? Or?
Sometimes we walked and sometimes we rode. We had two and a half miles to go to school.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. And sometimes we'd walk, a lot of the time we rode our bikes. Yeah.
And you thought nothing of it, I suppose?
No, no, didn't worry us. I reckon that's why we're so healthy now, because we had to walk or ride our bikes, plenty of exercise.
Mm-hmm. And did you go to high school after that, after primary school?
I went to high school. My sister didn't go because she was very sick. She had a bad bike accident. But I went to Parramatta High School for a while.
Did you?
Mm.
Mm-hmm. And how did you get there, by train?
Mm.
And was it far to walk to the station?
Oh, yes, it was about 2 miles to the station every day. Well, even when I left school and went to work, I worked in Sydney. I had to catch the train every day.
And walk to the station?
Yeah, and then walk home for night.
Gosh.
No, now they whinge if they've got to walk around the corner.
That's right, yeah. Well, that's what legs were made for, isn't it?
Yeah.
And so, what sort of work did you do?
Well, I was in the office where they were I didn't go to work till the war broke out, and then I was in the office down where they made military clothes.
All right. Was that part of the manpower scheme, or?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You had to work?
Yeah. Well, so I used to help on the poultry farm before that.
All right.
Because Dad used to be, got a job and he was out working. My brother and I run the poultry farm.
Mm-hmm. Well, that would have been hard work.
No, it was.
What did that mean? What did that entail?
Well, you had to feed your chooks, didn't you? Collect eggs, pack eggs, water chooks. And that.
All day long, I suppose.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in the height, in the hot weather. Yeah, you know, it was pretty hot those days.
Hard work.
Yeah, my brother used to milk the cow. Mum made all, we had to milk, separate the milk and made our own butter.
Did you?
Yeah.
And did your mother make clothes? Did she sew at all?
Oh, she sewed a bit, but not a lot.
Not a lot.
No.
Mm. And so, what year was it that you were married?
I was 22 when I got married.
So that would have been about what year were you born?
1921.
So 22, that'd make it about the early 40s, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So, and you, where did you move to when you got married?
We lived in Riverston then.
You moved to Riverston. Mm. Did you build a house there?
No, we only paid rent for one.
Did you?
No.
Mm-hmm. Can you remember how much rent you paid when you first moved in?
Yeah, 15 shillings.
A week?
Yeah. Had it paid into the bank every week for Miss Shirley owned it.
Miss Shirley?
Yeah.
Ah.
It was right opposite the Church of England Church in Elizabeth Street, I think it was the name of the street.
And what sort of house was that?
A weatherboard place. Only a small place it was. Had two bedrooms, a lounge room, a dining room, kitchen, little back veranda.
And how long did you live there?
Well, I had my son there and he was 4 when we moved to Blacktown.
Mm. So what was it like there where you lived in Riverston? Was it countryfied or was it built up?
No, there was quite a few houses around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you have next door neighbours?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, quite a few. Now it's, gone ahead a little bit now, but I don't think it's gone ahead that much, really.
You don't think it's changed all that much?
No, not Riverston. They've built out a bit further, they have, and there's some brick homes and that going up, but there hasn't been that much change, I don't think, around Riverston.
Mm-hmm. And so then you moved to Blacktown,
mm-hmm.
and that would have been let's say it was about, so you would have moved to Blacktown in about 1948. So whereabouts did you live in Blacktown?
In Pluscombe Road.
Oh.
Right opposite the school, public school. So Warren only had to run across the road.
So that would be in the middle of the shopping centre now.
Yeah. And there was a vacant block of land next door to us, and there wasn't that many shops around then. And of course, the bakehouse, we went out the back, through the back, the vacant block, we went into the bakehouse then. Everwhites were there. And Jimmy Singh. They were down at the, he had the grocery shop.
Right.
And Bubble Singh had the fruit shop. And Greenaways were there on the corner. Wasn't, a, you know, a lot of shops around there.
And did you get things delivered, or being so close, I don't suppose
I used to just duck out through the back, and go through the vacant block. I was more or less in the shops then. So it was quite handy that way.
And did you build that house, or...?
No, it was Gordon's auntie's place.
Right.
It was a five-row and weatherboard place.
Mm-hmm. And how many rooms would that have had?
There was two bedrooms, the dining room and the lounge room and the kitchen, the bathroom and laundry all in one. And then we altered it when we went down there, built the laundry outside and... Just had the bathroom, and then there was a little veranda on the front and the veranda at the back.
Did you have the sewerage on there?
No, we didn't have the sewer there.
So you had the...
pan then.
Right, down the back again.
Yeah, on the back again, right.
And what sort of electrical appliances did you have in that house? Did you have a fridge? And?
Yes, we had the fridge, and we had electric... electric copper.
Mm-hmm.
We had the electric stove. We didn't have a bath heater. We had a chip heater.
Right. So did you have to collect the wood for that, or did you buy it?
Oh, well, we just used your paper and that.
Did you?
And stuff like that. But we had an open fire in the dining room and in the lounge room. Gordon used to go up. We didn't have far to go in those days. When you're in the bush at Blacktown, so we used to go up and get wood.
Did you collect your own wood?
For the open fires in the winter time.
They're lovely, aren't they? The open fires. Yeah. Bit of hard work.
Yeah. I loved Blacktown when we lived there, because everybody, it was like an old country town, and everybody knew everybody. And, you know, and it was really good. So I wouldn't want to go back there now.
Why is that? It's just too big, is it?
Too many. I shouldn't say foreigners there now, but I shouldn't say that. But you go up there now, you never see a soul, you know. If we went down the street once upon a time, you knew everybody was down the street. And those days are gone, I'm afraid. Well,
so it's not so friendly?
No.
Now that it's bigger?
No. I think too they spoiled it, really. They've got all the shops down one end of them, you know. Friends that I know up there say you got to go right down that end of the town now, instead of up Sunny Old Road. There's no grocery shops and that up that end now.
So you think it was bad planning, really?
Oh, I do. I think they did muck Blacktown up the way they planned.
And so the house you lived in, would that be...
That's gone now.
That's gone. What's in its place?
Fish shop.
Oh, really? So how did you feel about that when that was demolished?
We didn't like... Well, it wasn't demolished, actually. They shifted it. The chap that bought it shifted it.
Oh, really?
Along Reservoir Road. I think it's still up there. And he shifted it out there and put it up. It got too noisy, otherwise.
Did it?
Being so close into the town and that.
Is that why you moved?
More or less. We had the post office just across the road, and the school was just across the road, and everything
right
was so handy.
Yeah. So your children only had to cross the road to school?
Yeah, Warren did, but Helen, see, she didn't start school. She came down here. She went up there to Westmead.
So it was very handy for everything,
but
a bit too close to the hub of everything.
When it got bigger, when they started building shops right on us. Mm. We had the vacant lot next to us. Well, people the name of Wiggins bought that and built a brick home on there. Well, then they sold out, and Stone's furniture shop built there.
Oh,
yeah. So you were sort of in the middle of all the shops, mm. and it started to get too noisy.
So you've seen a lot of change there then, haven't you? From the quieter village to what it is now.
Mm.
And what would your daily routine have been? Did you work at all when you were married?
No.
So how would you have filled your day?
I used to work for the Mothers Club at the school. And I used to go over and do the milk of the morning at the school. For the kids at the school, and I belonged to the Country Women. I was in the Red Cross.
Been busy.
Yeah.
And did you make a lot of friends in those community organisations?
Yeah.
And did you sew for your children?
I did for Warren, but not for Helen. Mm-hmm.
And did you cook much?
Yeah. Oh, yes, I always did a lot of cooking.
Yeah. Did you make jams and things too?
Yeah, still do.
Do you?
I might not only make the orange jam now and the grapefruit, but and make all my own pickles.
Do you?
All the kids, all my grandkids bought pickles, they'll only eat what I make.
Nothing like homemade pickles. And what about the household finances? Did you manage the finances, or did your husband do that?
No, we both did a bit of both.
A bit of joint.
Yeah.
And did you buy? I suppose in those days you bought everything on for cash.
There
was no plastic money around then.
Don't believe in if you just wait, you get enough money, then you buy it. I don't believe in paying off things or time payment things.
Mm-hmm.
Never have done. I think it was because my father was very up against those things, and that's why he sort of was still into us. You don't buy anything unless you can afford it.
You save up first.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's different today too, isn't it? Everyone wants everything
in a hurry.
Straight away.
Well, that's what I say about our kids. They've got more than we ever had when we were first married, you know. They've got dryers and washing machines and all that sort of stuff.
And what about clothes? Did you buy clothes locally, or did you have to travel into Parramatta or Sydney or something?
Oh, the shops were all right for clothes, but sometimes you'd go to Parramatta, but I mean, the shops in Blacktown were all right for clothes.
Mm-hmm. The health services, what were they like? Did you have your children at local hospitals?
Yeah, I did. There? Warren was born at Blacktown. Mm-hmm. Helen was born down here. The hospital up here.
Mm-hmm.
The doctors are all good. Always, I found them all right.
And any emergencies?
We had many.
That's good.
But Ali Warren, he used to get whoops. When he was younger, at the night time, but the doctor just lived up a couple of doors up, so he'd run down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Was just like one of the family, you know, you get to know doctors in your country towns.
Yes, and they'd come at any time of night in those days.
He'd run down his jams.
Good service.
Yeah.
And what about industries in the area? Was there much industrial?
Not really. Not round Blacktown, there wasn't, you know.
Mm. And did that change? It was a bit more industrial there now.
Yes, a lot on the other side. There are the ice works was up Campbell Street, and we were there, like just up the road. But that was about the only thing they sort of made around there.
So most people had to travel to work to go out of that town. What about the roads and transport? The roads, were they sealed roads?
Some of them right in the town, but the others weren't. But, you know, once you left out of the town, it wasn't. And that, they weren't that long. As far as roads go, I suppose they were all right.
And there wasn't any bus service or anything in Blacktown then? So it was just still just the train or the bike? Or
Yeah, well, we didn't have a car then. Gordon had a motorbike, but we didn't have a car then for, I don't know, I can't remember when we first got our first car. Well, we were living in Blacktown, but I can't remember when.
And what did you do for recreation?
What, in Blacktown?
Yeah.
Well, we had, we used to have, make our own fun those days. We, the whole lot of us used to have parties, and we'd go to one another houses, and we used to play a lot of cards. And matter of fact, we had a, what we call them, the card girls. There were 16 of us, and we've only just broke up because there's only three of us left.
Goodness.
It went for about 35 years, and we've never had a cross word.
That's a record.
It is. They were a wonderful bunch. A lot of them passed on, and some moved away, and that, but... The only three or four of us was left now. The two of them was too sick to come, and there's only two of us left, so we sort of give it away.
It's only, patience.
Yeah, only the last 12 months we give up, though.
Did you?
Yeah. And then there was 18 of us, so every...
Goodness.
We used to go every Thursday night.
Did you?
And we'd go from one... Every one of us took it in turns at having it at one another's houses.
So you kept up those friendships for all those years.
Yeah. And they played tennis, and you know, and you sort of, they'd have parties and things. And, oh no, there was always plenty to do. You didn't get bored or anything.
No. And did you go on family picnics and that sort of thing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about in the school holidays? Did you ever go away to the seaside or anything?
Yeah, we used to go to Foster.
Oh, did you?
My mum and dad moved to Manly. Warren used to go down there and stay with them at times too. Mm-hmm. We seemed to have plenty to do.
And what did your children do as teenagers for recreation? Did they go to the pictures and dance?
Well, Warren's a great Air League boy. Well, he always has been. He still is in the Air League. He's gone right through the Air League, and he's well up in it now, of course. And he always says, well, the men gave up their time for him, and he thinks he should do the same for them. He loves the Air League.
So he's still involved with it
now? Yeah. Quite a few of his mates are still in it, that was in it when he was in it.
Mm. And what about your daughter? Did she go to the pictures or go dancing? Or?
No, well, Helen was like, she really wasn't in,
no,
so she was only born in...
she didn't really grow up there.
No, she was only, she came, was four when she came down here, so she was more or less grew her teenager up around this area, not in Blacktown.
And how does it compare with the sort of things you did for recreation as a child? You played more...
Sport,
did you? Yes.
Well, we played big role. You know, you play cricket and that with all your neighbours' kids and things like that. But I know the young ones these days don't seem to do those things, do they?
Perhaps television's influenced them a bit there. And you mentioned you were involved in the Red Cross and the Mothers Club and those sort of organisations. And after the war, did you notice many of the migrants that came out here from Europe, did they settle around Blacktown area, did you notice?
Not for a long time. They didn't seem to get out that far. Because we were living in the back in Riverston when the war ended. And then we moved, like, after that down to Blacktown. But they didn't seem to come out that far for a long time.
Mm. And what about the market gardens? I think they were usually run by Italians or...
Well, a lot of the Chinese had market gardens up around that area. Because the Chinese had market gardens down the bottom of our place when we lived at Scullion. We were kids, so I mean they'd been out there all their years, all their life, I suppose.
When the population started to grow in Blacktown, and the shopping centres were built, more built up and that sort of thing. How did you feel about that?
Didn't like it much, but not much you could do about it. I often say, I was sorry when I left Blacktown, but it wasn't the same old Blacktown that we were used to.
Mm-hmm.
And they all moved. All our friends seemed to move out too. They all come down this way, so we were sort of still close around.
A lot of people seem to have left Blacktown. Yeah. Do you think that's a result of it growing too quickly or too big?
I think so too. A lot of them didn't like it, and they said, was badly laid out and it got too noisy. And I don't think the roads could take the traffic either. There was always traffic jams up there.
And so when you think about what your life was like as in the 40s and 50s, how do you feel the changes that took place there? How do you feel about those changes? Do you think some of them were good, or what sort of things did you like more before the place grew?
Well, I've been a country person. I like quiet life, and I don't like a lot of, I don't like living in the shopping areas or anything like that. It's too noisy. I love the bush. Give me the bush any day.
And so you would have called it bush, I suppose, when you first went to live there.
Oh, yes, because there was a lot of bush around Blacktown still then. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and what about the feeling of security, having to lock up and that sort of thing?
Well, when we first went to Blacktown, you could go out all day and leave your house undone and nobody touched anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, it got worse and worse. And I mean, even when we first come down here, we didn't shut our windows when we used to go out.
Mm.
But now you can't go out and leave your windows open.
No. And walking around the streets at night and that sort of thing.
No. I used to walk around here. I used to go around to friends at Joyner Street, but I wouldn't walk around there the night now. I'd drive around, but I wouldn't walk around.
Mm. It'd be the same in Blacktown too, I suppose.
Yes. It's a shame. Probably even when we were younger, when we lived out at Schofields, we used to walk from our place at Scowie through the bush to the railway at Scowie at night time, not think anything of it.
Mm.
But I wouldn't want to walk through there now.
And as a child, you felt quite safe free to do that. Mm. And your mother didn't worry about it.
No, but I mean, now you can't let your kids do that.
No.
It's a shame, isn't it?
It is. Yes. So did you feel, by the time you left Blacktown, did you feel you wanted to move because of the encroaching buildings and suburbanisation?
Yeah. Mm. Yes. We came down here, but I said I'd never go any further down. I didn't want to come down this way more or less for Gordon's work, be closer to work, but I wouldn't go any further.
Mm. Further towards the city?
No.
Mm. And so do you think it's better? How do you think young mothers, for instance, living in Blacktown now, how do you think they fare as well, their lives would compare to your life as a young mother? Do you think they've...
I think they'd have a harder life than we had.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. I do. I'd hate to be bringing up children around there now.
In what ways do you think it'd be harder?
Well, I don't know. I think there's not as much space up there. They're all jammed in. I don't know if the kids haven't got the ground to play on like they used to have. And I mean, they couldn't let their kids go out and wander around like our kids used to.
So they'd have to sort of keep tabs on them all the time.
Mm.
And do you think the shopping is better than it was? Or?
Oh, well, I suppose as far as shopping goes, but you go up there now, and I mean, when we lived up there, we knew everybody in all the shops. and everybody was like friendly to you, and you got served and everything else. But these now, you go through the supermarkets and you don't get served any personal attention or anything.
No, it's rather impersonal.
Where you go down before, they'd serve you and you could have a talk, and that. It's not, there's none of that these days.
And the traffic, I suppose, is another thing that's...
Yeah, no parking up there much. I don't go to Blacktown now very often, very seldom go up there. Got nothing to go up for now. No. I'd like to see a few of them up there that I know, but there's not that many left up there now.
Well, I think we've just about covered it all, so unless there's anything else you'd like to tell me about, I think we've probably covered everything now.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else you particularly can think of that's changed from when you were young, you know, say in the late 40s and early 50s?
Not really, no.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thank you very much.
That's all right. I don't know if I was any help to you or not, but...